Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Now we know why Al Pacino was kind of hesitating when he was presenting for Best Picture at the Oscars.
Well, you know, he followed the credo that we all follow. When something goes wrong, blame the producers, which is what he said, that the confusion at the end of the Academy Award show, where he seemed to be a little flustered, the producers are the ones that told him not to read the 10 nominees for Best Picture, or to say, and the Academy goes, you know, the Best Picture Oscar goes to, like they normally do. And he did get a little mumble jumbled in the, you know, the whole thing, but that was planned, that that the name of the 10 nominees were not going to be announced at that point, because they had shown them all during the course of the show. So I guess they felt that it was redundant. Hey, you want to get Al Pacino mad at you by, you know, criticizing the guy? That's up to you. I've seen all of his movies. I know what he's capable of.
Yeah, you don't want to set him off. I guess a few more people watched than last couple of years, huh?
Yeah, highest ratings for in the last 3 years. The ratings were up 4%. Over last year, 19.5 million people watched. That made it the highest watched Oscar show since the year 2020. So, interestingly, the ratings are creeping back up again. Hopefully, you know, a lot of the positive things out of the show, like the early start time, everyone seems to have been, you know, very, very positive about that. The way that they introduced the best acting nominees, with five previous winners introducing each of the nominees, everybody seemed to like that. So hopefully, they'll keep a lot of those good things, and things will just get better and better every year.
Has there been an investigation now as far as was John Cena really completely naked?
Yeah, maybe they'll do that every year now, too. Maybe they'll have a different nude person on the show every year. That has been the talk of the Oscars, interestingly. And, you know, in all my years, I don't think I've ever had people sending me emails and texts requesting that I play a certain clip over and over again on the news. That's never happened before, until yesterday, where people are telling me, why don't you run that John Cena clip again, where he, you know, kind of slides on stage in tribute to the famous moment in 1974 where a streaker ran out on the stage. And, of course, you know, he was holding, strategically holding the envelope right in front of him, but you know, it was revealed all over the internet yesterday how they did that exactly. And it's something that they do in the movies when they have to do nude scenes. They have what are called modesty garments that the actors wear, and they are skin toned pouches and coverings, I guess you might say, which are glued to the actor's body. So, you know, they have the modesty, as they say, while they're doing whatever scene it is that they're doing. If, you know, if you want to see it, it's not hard to find on the internet. It shows it, you know, exactly how. All I can say is, glued to your body?
Yeah, no problem what? Putting it on. It's taking it off.
Yeah, you had me until that part. I was like, I've taken a Band-Aid off and practically fainted. I can't imagine what that might be like.
They're real, and they're spectacular.
blame the producers.
We'll get to the News Nation Chris Cuomo Tucker Carlson conversation. Also some Beyonce news. We'll hear from Felicia Rashad, and we will remember Eric Carmen on Dean's Entertainment Report. WGN. He gave us some good music over the years, didn't he, Dean?
I had forgotten how many hits they had with the Raspberries. Three or four hits, Go All the Way, I want to be with you, let's pretend. And then on the solo side, All By Myself, this one, Hungry Eyes, that was featured on the Dirty Dancing soundtrack, Never Gonna Fall in Love Again, Make Me Lose Control. The list goes on and on. Eric Carmen died in his sleep, it was revealed over the weekend. Cause of death unknown. But he was 74 years old and left really quite a legacy of great pop hits from the early 70s all the way through the late 80s. Really, his last big hit was Hungry Eyes, but he continued to perform and to tour, and always had that gigantic 70s hair. He never got rid of the 70s hairstyle. You know what I remember from the Go All the Way, when the group the Raspberries and Go All the Way came out? I loved that song because it had that like driving rock and
opening guitar riff.
Fantastic.
Great.
But also I remember it was probably one of the first albums that I bought, and that there was a scratch and sniff attachment to the album cover that smelled like raspberries. Isn't that nice. Funny? After all these years, I remember my scratch and sniff album covers.
Is that why you bought it?
That was one of the reasons.
Yeah, I'm sure.
One of the reasons.
Is this a controversy about Beyonce's album now? What's going on with this?
No, not really a controversy, just that it is being... Dolly Parton is actually talking about the fact that she is beyond honored that Beyonce, she believes, she's not 100% sure, has re-recorded her song Jolene that will be on her country album that will be coming out on March the 29th. You know, Beyonce's got top songs on the country charts right now with the song called Texas Hold'em that's out there. But she's the whole album, which is called Beyonce Act Two, is going to be out at the end of the month. And Dolly Parton is saying that we have sent messages back and forth to each other. She and her mother, have expressed how they were always fans, and she's been very touched by that, and she is very honored if indeed Jolene has been re-recorded by Beyonce and is on this new album. Wouldn't she have to give permission for that, I would think? Or like her music licensing, maybe not Dolly in particular, but just seems like you can't record somebody else's song without first getting permission.
Yeah, whoever owns the rights.
To do that. I think Dolly Parton wrote it, I believe. But yeah, we'll find out soon.
If you missed Cuomo and Carlson on News Nation last night at 7 o'clock, don't miss part two. They're at it again tonight, aren't they?
Yeah, and they said that they're going to be talking about January 6th tonight, over which Tucker Carlson and Chris Cuomo have had some major disagreements. It was interesting last night listening to both of them relating to each other, both of them getting fired from their jobs, Carlson from Fox News and Chris Cuomo from CNN, relating to each other and what they went through with that. And Chris, kind of calling him on the carpet a little bit for being so brutal in the criticism of when COVID had first started. It's just interesting to, see this dynamic taking place. So part two will be on 7 o'clock, right? I'm pretty sure that's what it is. On, News Nation. That is, of course, part of the WGN Nextar empire.
And a little tip, don't turn it off right away at 8, because if it's like last night, it'll be great to hear Dan Abrams talking to Chris about that interview.
Yeah, it spilled over for about 20 minutes last night. It was really interesting.
That was fantastic. Tell me about Felicia Rashad.
Felicia Rashad is, television royalty. She played Claire Huxtable, of course, on the old Cosby Show. A show that was groundbreaking in so many ways. She is in town right now directing a play at the Steppenwolf Theater, which is called Purpose. It's a story about an African-American family, very steeped for generations in politics. And through the course of this play, some family secrets are revealed. It is a world premiere production. The great Harry Lennox, Chicago's own Harry Lennox, is one of the stars of the show. But Felicia's behind the scenes working on the show. We sat down and talked with her the other day, not only about the play, but about her, her legacy, really, of what she contributed to television and pop culture. This is what she said.
My mother says that I don't see myself the way other people see me. My mother told me this decades ago. And I think, given what you're saying, that is undoubtedly true, because I don't see myself that way at all. No.
Really?
No.
There's so many people that say, I watched the Huxtable family, and I wanted to be like the Huxtable family. I wanted to be like Claire Huxtable. I wanted my mom to be like Claire Huxtable.
I see myself as an artist who has enjoyed the grace and good fortune of having been able to engage with other artists and to create work that's been meaningful to people. That's a gift. That's a gift to me as an artist, that I've been able to work and create work that's meaningful to people. Truthfully, that's all I ever wanted to do.
Yeah, the show Purpose is over at the Steppenwolf. It's going to open on March the 24th and has now been extended until April the 28th. Also, a story that just came over the wires a couple of minutes ago, the Jonas Brothers are going to be playing the Illinois State Fair. This is going to be on August 15th. I mention it now because tickets are going to go on sale this coming Saturday morning at 10 o'clock through Ticketmaster.
Thank you, Dean. My goal today is to get your John Cena story out of my mind.
Good luck. Good luck with that.